Welcome. My name is Fra Bonaventura. Can you say that? Bonaventura. Actually, my real name is Giovanni B. Branza. How do you like that? I like Bonaventure better. As you can see, my name, they call me Fra, which means father, because I'm a monk. I'm also a scholar, a writer, a theologian, and for some reason, the church made a doctor out of me. And after I died, I was told I became a saint. Saint Bonaventura. Saint Bonaventura. There's even a college named after me. You know where it is? New York. They have good basketball teams, I am told. Whatever they are. Do they make baskets? I'm also a Franciscan. I've taken a vow of poverty as the head of our order, St. Francis once did. Today I'm here to tell you about that great saint. The one person in history who is much like Jesus Christ. He came from a wealthy family. In fact, St. Francis' name was also Giovanni. He was a soldier, the son of a rich man, and he traveled in one of the Crusades. And there he lost his taste for fighting. He read the gospel and realized that Jesus is a Lord of peace. So he came to his father, forswore his wealth, put aside his military rank, and lived as a poor man, preaching Christ. People came to listen to him, to hear his wonderful words of love and peace. Around the year 1223, St. Francis was ending, or nearing the end of his life. He would live 3 more years. And he went to a hermitage, a Franciscan hermitage, near the town of Greccio in Italy. And there he wanted to celebrate Christmas with an old army friend of his, Giovanni, another Giovanni di Valita, who was renowned as a great soldier, but he was also a wonderful lover of God and people. So he met with his friend Giovanni, and he said, Giovanni, I want to celebrate this Christmas with you, but I want to do something special, because years ago when we served in the Crusades, remember when we went to Jerusalem, and there, in the city of Bethlehem, there was a king, and they had a baby lying there. It was one of the greatest worship experiences of my life. My life is coming to a close, and I want other people to have that experience. We cannot take them to the Holy Land, but the people can experience that here in Greccio, because there's this wonderful king, and there's a stone inside that king. And on top of that stone, we are going to put a baby Jesus. But to soften his wonderful body, his beautiful body, we're going to put hay in it so he doesn't rest on that cold stone, as he did when he was taken down from the cross and buried in his tomb. Also, Giovanni, I would like to have 2 animals there, an ox and a donkey. Bring them there on Christmas Eve. And when we ring the bell of the town, outside Greccio. And there that night, when the bell sounded, people with torches came everywhere, down roads, through forests, over fields, and gathered around this entrance to the cave. Sir Saint Francis stood, and instead of reading the gospel, he sang the gospel. And it was beautiful in his voice. And then he took the Christ child in his arms and said, "This is the most beautiful moment in our lives. When God loves us so much, he becomes like us." He wanted people to smell the area in which Jesus was born, the environment in which he was laid in the manger. He wanted people to take in the sight and the sound of what happened that night. Because what he did that night, he created the second nativity scene based on the first one he read from Luke's Gospel. After Francis died in the year 1226, there grew a custom of having a crib at Christmas in houses, and it spread wildly throughout southern Europe, France, southern Germany. Now, it didn't spread into the Protestant areas because instead they liked Christmas trees. However, in the Roman Catholic areas, it was the manger and the crib. Even the British, the Anglicans, decided that they were going to recreate the crib by making mince pies, oblong pies that sort of sunk in the middle and made it look like a manger. Then those Puritans came along, and they thought it was a crusty idolatry, and so they banished mince pies. But today, the fresh seed that Francis put in a cave became a symbol for the birth of Christ. How many of you have a nativity scene in your house? Francis would probably smile at our nativity scenes and say something like this that I wrote down. "Look deeper into this pleasant scene. See the Christ child resting in a feeding place for animals. See the simple bands of cloth around his cradled body, but not the embroidered breast of the rich. See his mother and father silently adoring him. Adore the poor and humble God." By the way, I will leave you with one more thought. When I visited Greccio to write this history about the great St. Francis, they told me this, that the hay they used at Christmas Eve in the year 1223 had a healing power to it, and it healed sick animals and kept on doing so for many, many years. The door is pulled from the crumble. It was good being with you to share this moment.